he says, "V'chisurin hazeh im dav malchus." Gri itself must have a chisurin for the dav malchus. V'fish ha-malchus ha-elu mimayet in kveid Hashem yisperach olomo. Because these malchus are mimayet the kveid of Hashem in this world. V'kasha nivra oilu min Hashem yisperach. V'yiroi sh'yiyar koil tachis v'shus Hashem yisperach. It should have, everything should have been under the Rishus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Yisbarach Barak Kol. Olekach HaKol Roshi Yeliva L'Khoide. Al-Tehnim, so when Abriya Yepshe Shalom B'Chisarim. And therefore, these marks are the Chisarim. So the Maral is saying that there is a built-in Chisarim Dalat Malchis. What is the area of Chisarim? The area of Chisarim is that the Memayet, the Kveid Hashem Yisbarach, they show Ke'ilu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lacking something in this world. Now let's explain a little bit, because it's very important, the concept of Kvod Shemayim versus the Chisorin in Kvod Shemayim, and that these Dalat Malchus are, the Chisorin is that they're showing a Chisorin of Kvod Shemayim. Certainly the world is a Nivra, and the world is not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in the best of circumstances, the world is an entity that's distinct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not a chisorin in the world necessarily, that's the mitzvah of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this world l'chvoidoi. L'chvoidoi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the showing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself in vehicles outside of himself. In other words, when a king, the covet of a king is his purple uniform, his throne of gold, his chariot, that means the people standing up, all of those things are objects around him that show themselves to be agents of the king. The king's chariot is different, the king's chair is different, and his palace is different. That's what the music of covet is always. Covet is when those things around you take on the same picture of the Malchus, it's the way the Melech is reflected within the Malchus. That is the covenant. So if the world were perfect, and when it will be perfect, that means there is not a part of the world that's void of Kvod Shemayim. Meaning everything in the world reflects that it is a vehicle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When there is a chisarin, it means that the world is not reflecting it. There are two levels of chisronos. For instance, if a person is a bal taiva and he does an aveira because of taiva, a muma l'teavoid, that's lacking kvod shemayim, that's lacking in a reflection of kvod shemayim, but it's not an alternative to kvod shemayim, it's a chisarin in kvod shemayim. So a person does aveiras and he's a muma l'teavoid, there's a corner in his metzias that's dark, and it's not really giving over Kvod Shemayim. So just like if the king, if some part of the palace is dusty, so that's lacking in Kvod of the Malchus, and in that area we say there's no Malchus. For instance, if a king has a big country, and there are parts of it that are not paved, and there's no electricity, and no running water, we say it's a neglected part of the kingdom. That part of the kingdom is not reflecting the king's rule over it. It seems to be outside the realm. The deeper mahalach of a snagdus to Kvod Shemayim is where there's another little king standing up and saying, it belongs to me. Just like if the king has a country and part of it is being ruled by terrorists or breakaways or whatever you have. So those areas are hefech Kvod Shemayim in a positive way. Positive meaning they are anti-Kvod Shemayim. And it's not just the pshat that's a lack of Kvod Shemayim, but that's a steer of the Kvod Shemayim. So the chisorin and the bria are those areas where there is a ke'ilu lack of Kvod Shemayim. The malchias of these four malchias are not just people who happen not to be towing the line, like they're not such big tzaddikim. Every malchus by its nature is automatically set against HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless it acknowledge that Kodesh Baruch Hu. A stama person is a person. So he's doing more mitzvahs, less mitzvahs, but it's not setting him against that Kodesh Baruch Hu. A malchus by its nature means it's an entity of importance in its own right. And there's a lashon here put on the bottom from the Guraya. It says, Stam malchus ha'aretz misnagid l'malchus shamayim. A normal malchus of aretz is in contrast to malchus shamayim. It opposes malchus shamayim. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want so much counsel to have a melech. Vezeh, he's referring to Nimrod, Haya Melech Harishon, Ein Safek Sheimam La'olam Allah. The first king was called Nimrod because that's the mitzvah of a melech. By proclaiming your own malchus, you're being married in Kadosh Shemayim. So the Dalet Malchus are the four areas where there's room for a revolutionary government to proclaim its own malchus. There is another metzias that's standing up and saying, I am a malchus and not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the world in its whole metzias, the perfection of the world would be where it's Kvod Shemayim. So just like a Levana's perfection is where it completely reflects the rays of the sun, in as much as it's reflecting its own self, it's as much as it's dark and it's rocky and it's not reflecting the sun, it's lacking something. In as much as it's reflecting another sun, then it's really hefech of Malchus Shemayim. So these Malchias are Malchias Kinegra Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Malchus of it means that automatically if it's a Malchus that's not in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's against it. It's one of the reasons, for instance, the taking something that's sort of parallel to this. If a person does an aveira, let's give a very, very, very practical mashal. Let's say somebody is sitting in a beis medrash and he's losing his chavrusa. Okay, so a beis medrash is supposed to learn. If somebody's not learning, so he's not learning. It's a chisaron of some sort. If there's a chabura of a reivam hadas melach shmuzing, so the other pshat is you're setting up a station. There's our kodesh with sfarim on one side, and there's a chabura of chachmir on the other side. There's something of when you set up an entity of zelumaseh, that's when it becomes a merida. So a malchus by its nature, a malchus means it's a focal point of power, and since these are the fringes where there is no Kvod Shemayim, these are the chesronos of the Bria, they automatically become against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The end of a zemin Hashem Yisroch. Now he adds another point which is important. The end of a zemin Hashem Yisroch ki ein ha-head of a chesron mipulas poil klal. Here the Maral says a nekuda that he reinforces a lot, that it says that anything which is chisor is not mipulas poil klal. It means as follows. One of the shailas is, can there be ra coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The general assumption is not. So how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu have created halakim that are ra? How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu have brought into world elements that are ra? So Morel says here a little bit of a hezbon. These are not the positive nekudas of ra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into the world, but rather what the world is lacking because it's not b'shleimus, it's not a davar shalom. For instance, if I teach somebody, and I teach them things that are wrong, so those things that I told them that are wrong, I brought in wrong things to him, like it says by Yoav and Shaul and Zohar and Zecha. If I teach somebody something that's wrong, then I'm sort of speak at fault, and that chisaron is my chisaron. I taught him this thing, which is sheker. But let's say I teach everything emes, except that the Talmud's ability to absorb the information is limited, and at some point I've reached like the overflow buffer. It's not going in anymore. It's past this point. There's nothing. I guess so. I took it seriously. The overflow buffer is at that point is fixed, and nothing more goes in. So the chisaron is not my chisaron. But it's the Chisaron because the Talmud is not, it doesn't have a clear kibbul for my entirety, only a small part of it. So the same thing, these Dalad Malchias are the Chisaron and the Bria. The Bria is limited, and everything limited means there comes a point when it no longer is. So just if I say somebody's IQ is limited, means past point X, nothing's going to go in. If I say this cup is limited, it means more than a half a liter is not going to go in. The world is an olol, which means it's limited. At the fringes of it, so to speak, at the ends of it, that's where you get to the area that's not shalom, and that's where the problem starts. Just like a beggar unravels at its fringes, the world unravels, quote-unquote, at its fringes. So he says it, ki ein ha-heder v'chisorin mipulas poyel klal, that heder and chisorin never come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe, I'm saying there's a lot of an Ezra very similar to it also, that the chisorin is not of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing, it's a lack of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not the ma'isa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At this point of Chisaron, the Malchias began ruling at the world. So the ends of the Bria are the ends of where the Hashpah HaKashpah goes. At those ends, you have the beginning of Chisaron and the Malchias of Chisaron and Ra. And this is something that ought to be nirmas at the very beginning of the Bria. The morale is saying over here the following point. There's a lashon the morale uses in a few places where he says that opposites, things that are completely opposite to each other, are the etzem dealing with the same nekuda. In other words, when I say black and gray, there's no point of commonality. They're just the colors, maybe, but nothing else. If I say oranges and apples, the fruit, but it's not one thing. If I say hot and cold, so there's a clear point of divergence where direction A is one and the other direction, minus direction A, is the other. From X amount degrees and further is hot, from X amount degrees and further down is cold. Those things in the world that are real opposites, it's because they're dealing with the same event. Wherever there's kvod shemayim, there can be chilul shemayim. In the same mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, the opposite of kiddush Hashem is chilul Hashem. If a person is not yarek v'yaver, so he's mechal kvod shemayim. Because in manafshak, this mice is either being mekadosh kvod shemayim or being mechal kvod shemayim. The opposite things are dealing with the same nekuda. So if we're dealing with something here that is very much at the root of what a Nivra is. A Nivra is that which reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's coming. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world L'chvoidoi, L'chvoidi Barasiv Yitzayati V'Afasisiv. So the whole world is created L'chvoidoi, meaning the whole world is an exterior being that completely reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the opposite of it is the opposite of that Kvod Shemayim is Chil Shemayim. Just like, for instance, if a person in a palace or in the king's office, everything there is supposed to reflect the majesty of the king. Everything is spit and polish, everything is highest quality, and so on. If a guy leaves a wad of gum sticking on the desk of the king, so it's not just lacking Kvod Shemayim, that's kind of grounds for court martial. It's one thing when you leave a wad of gum on a bench someplace in a other location, and it's one thing in the place that's supposed to reflect the king's pride and majesty. Everything in this room reflects his might, his power, his influence. So anything that's the opposite of that becomes the mitzias as hefer. So when the world came into being, that parasha of Bereishis, Vayom Elokim Yor is the Shevish Rebriya, and the very Shevish Rebriya is Kvoit Shemayim, and that's where the Inyan of Kvoit Shemayim is the root, the very root of what's happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a world, brought a world into being to reflect His Kavod. All the problems that are there at that point are the problems of Chil Hashem, or a Malchus that's Hefech of Kvoit Shemayim. So any problem that can be found in that Sheirish of Daschalas Abriya is rooted in, it becomes Malchus that opposed to Kvoit Shemayim. So he says, the dove is a roish and nails a chel sabir, that thing is it's most appropriate that it be alluded to at the very beginning, because toyu voyu, choyshech and tahom are the opposite of what was. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yihi or, he said there's a ha'ara of a likus coming in. So the choyshech is the opposite of it. He said, yikovu amayim, so that thing should take on a shape, and it's surah mesuyemes, which are a reflection of Kvoit Shemayim. So the toyhu and voyu are that opposite. So at the point of creation, you have the etzem creation, which is oyer yikov amayim, and so stops at the gvul of where there's no oyer, there's choyshech. At the gvul of yikovu, v'yisiraya basha, you have a tohoim, and so on and so forth. So Mela, the whole world itself, the Sherish of the Bria is Kvoidoi, and this is a half of it. By the way, just a Maima Musgut to reinforce the point we're making. It's very different than the world understands Kvoid. And the understanding of the world, Kvoit Shemayim, and as a guy would say, everything was created for the greater glory of God. In the following sense, you know, I'm sitting, and like at a dinner, I guess, I'm sort of being honored, and somebody's tickling my ego with nice things, and that's Kvoit. So the Kvoit is sort of the tickling of one's ego by somebody saying nice things about me. There is no way we can associate that midah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. That is a midah p'chusa, k'dusha, that would be appropriate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a midah meguna b'yaisa. The real kavod is the ability for me to impose my vision and understanding and outlook on everything around me. Just like a melech imposes his mitzvahs on the malchus. A real melech is not there to sop up the money from the people. It's the desire to rule over people so that I direct them and form them and shape the country to fit a vision or an understanding. Is the kavod of the one running it. It's a reflection of his das and seichel and power and so forth. Right. V'rotzoleima, ki me'acha shevor ha'shem yisborach ha'koil, v'vad ha'nivar ha'koil ha'chvoidim. Ki efshe sheyeitze dova min Hashem, v'hu k'negdom. There is nothing that can oppose the thing itself. Shem ken yadova k'neged atzmai. In other words, nothing can really be out to destroy itself. You can't have, just like a person can't be allergic to himself, or else he wouldn't exist, and God forbid the few illnesses where people and their bodies go against their own cells, it's a horror. There can't be something coming from a person that is against it. When a person does any action, as long as the person is normal, I assume he's doing it for his own benefit. When I look for a motive to why a person is doing something, I say he's doing it to try to improve his matzav, whatever. Because it's axiomatic that nothing can produce something against itself. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the etzem mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is called Kvoidoi, so everything in the world perforce has to be L'Kvoidoi, and the things that are Ki'ilu kinegra Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's because they haven't been touched by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's because those are areas of the Bria that Ki'ilu via Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpah came to a stop. V'dov zin eklal akakol nivul chvoidi. V'im kein, keitzad yimotza malchiyas ha-mevaklim chvoidi yisparach. So if so, I'm reiterating my question, he says, how can you have malchiyas that ha-mevaklim chvoidi Hashem yisparach? Raki says, sheyesh kan chisorin v'briya atzma, it's the chisorin of the Briya. Just like the Talmud that I'm teaching everything the way I know. Because that's the Teva of a Rebbe, that he teaches the Talmud the way he understands. He's trying to present his vision of Emes. So those things that the Talmud learned, those things that the Talmud understands that are hefech of what the Rebbe taught him, it's not the pshat that he was taught these things, but out of where he stopped understanding what his Rebbe said, and immediately he understands the opposite. Because the chisorin is not coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the morale is saying, these Dalad Malchias are 4 points of anti-Kvod Shemayim that are automatically built into the Bria. The Bria, by its being limited, automatically is begging for a problem. Anything that's limited is lacking something. For instance, when I take a globe and I try to impose the image of a globe onto a flat map, I lose something because I've taken something and tried to squeeze it into a narrow place. If I have to pack up stuff and I have only a certain amount of boxes, there's going to be stuff left over. Anything that is forced into a metzias smaller than itself is going to lose something. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria is, by definition, smaller than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an olul from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's defined and has clear boundaries. So at those boundaries, there is going to be a distinct lack of Kvod Shemayim. And a lack of Kvod Shemayim is realized most strongly by a mouth. This Malchus is presenting itself at this, up to this point, Malchus Shemayim, from this point onwards, and